God is our refuge. Not only that, but God is our strength. How many know all of us can get tired sometimes? All of us can get weary at times. Come on, be not weary in well doing. The Bible says, well, in due season, you got summer, winter, spring, or fall, which is a due season. And that's in God's time. Amen. God got a season where God's going to turn things around. So God says, don't give up. I'm your strength. It might be hard, but get up again. You might get knocked down, but get up again. You can't see the way, but get up again. You can't figure it out, but get up again. You don't know what's going to happen on tomorrow, but get up again. Jesus said in St. Matthew 28:18, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Well, I'm so glad we got the power today. Somebody need to say that. And we got the power because we got God. And God is our power. Amen. Power's not marching down through the streets. That's not power. Real power comes from God. Amen. Real power can keep us standing for him. Amen. Not only that, but God is our unlimited power. God has unlimited power. Don't you know there's nothing too hard for God? God can give you an A in those schools. God can get you into that college. God can give you that scholarship. God can keep you young men from living holy and not being out in the streets like a mad dog running around with all the women. God can keep you when the Jezebels are coming, taking off their clothes. God can keep you, and God is able to keep you from falling. The Bible says in Romans 14:4, elders, for God is able to make him stand. We're not standing because we're so strong. We're not standing because we're so handsome. We're not standing because the devil's afraid of us. We're standing because of the power of God. Amen. But not by might. It's not by power. But by my spirit, says the Lord. We're only here because of God's grace. How many know God's grace that we're here today? Amen. The Lord's mercy, Bishop, that we're not consumed. Because there's compassion there in life. God's been good to us. When God could have wiped us out, God's been good to us. When God could have condemned us, God's been good to us. God has given us a second chance, and a third chance, and a fourth chance, and a fifth chance. Over and over and over and over. Why? Because God is love. Love. And God has protected us. God is our strength. But sometimes you can't seem like you can't make it. Isaiah 40:29 says he giveth power to the faint. And them that have no might, he increases strength. Thank God he can increase our strength today. Thank God he can give us the strength that we need. Every once in a while, Pastor Boone, I look at it, says 5%. I can't walk around 10 days with 5%. The power's going. I don't have no power. So what do? I gotta get the plug. I gotta look for that socket, and I gotta plug it in. And once I plug in, what happens? I see 10%. Oh, thank you, Jesus. 10%. Hallelujah. I'm getting stronger. Some of us might be weak today. We wonder, God, where are you? Plug in. Get your power. Get your strength. Amen. Plug into the Holy Ghost. Bother you, don't bother you no more. People talking about you don't bother you no more. It's like water running off a duck's back. People don't say hello to you, goodbye anyhow. Amen. You don't have to beg everybody to talk to you. Amen. Just keep moving. And in fact, some folks are like clouds. When they're not around, and you have a bright faith. Amen. Amen. So you don't need everybody. But God is letting you know today, I have that unlimited power. God is able to give you the power you need to live life. Not only that, but God promises his power will be sufficient when we are weak. His power will be sufficient when we are weak. Oh, I'm so glad. you know, we're not always strong, like I said. But we have a God who has all power and can give us that strength that we need. Uh-huh. And people wonder, how is he still making it? After all he's been through, he's still making it. After all that's just gone, been through, he's still praising the Lord. Where does that strength come from? Where does that power come from? Amen. It's not by might. It's not by power. But by my spirit, says the Lord. God is glory. God is glory when she praises the Lord. Because it's God that kept her. It's God, in fact, the truth is to be told. I know she don't mind, but she could have been wiped out. That stroke could have took her out. How many know some people don't get a second chance? They don't get a second and third stroke. Amen. The first one will knock you down and kill you. And you'll be laid out here. But God says, not so. Not so. Amen. In spite of what she's going through, devil, she still want to praise. She's still on the army. She won't still raise her hand. If she can't raise her hand, she'll raise her foot and say, thank you. If she can't raise her foot, she'll raise her heart. Lord, I thank you. From the morning, to the evening, I will bless him. For that somebody says, Lord, the Bible says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mind. So we're going to continue praising him because he's been good. He's been good. We got testimonies right in here. How the goodness of God. How God has given us strength. God has kept us. And God wants us to know that God is our greater power within. I said God is our greater power within. Amen. That power that you have today is because of God. For he says in his word, John, 1 John 4 and 4, greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Oh, I'm so glad I got somebody greater than me. Somebody greater than me than he that's in the world. So whatever the devil throws at me, I can still get first base. I can still get the second base and third base and get the back to home. Right? Because I got a God that's with me. Amen. God is with me. And I got a greater power within me. I mean, no, you don't have to surrender. You don't have to put up the white flag. You don't have to run in and say, I'm leaving God. Amen. No, no, he's straight. Yet will I trust him. Whatever you're going through, the road might be rough, the going is tough. The hill, my God, the hills are hard to climb. But I decided to fly. I decided to make Jesus my choice. I come too far now, Bishop, to turn around. You come too far to turn around. We almost there. We almost at the finish line. So we can't give up. The devil said, throw in the towel. Look here, get behind me. You are alive. I'm going to serve God. I'm not going to give up on God. God's been too good to me. God brought me from a mighty long way. When my soul was on its way to hell, God commended his love toward me that while I was a yet sinner, Christ died for me. And I'm going to serve God no matter what. I know I got some witnesses in here. It's hard. You might be by yourself. Some of you mothers, you don't have a husband. But God can still keep you. God can still bless you. God can still pay your bills. God can still bring you over the top. You don't have to sell your body for a tournament. God can still keep you. I don't care if rent is $2,000 a month. Somehow, I've never seeing the righteous forsaken, nor see begging bread. God is going to see you through. God's going to make a way for you. Don't listen to the lies of the devil. He's been lying yesterday, he's lying today, and he'll lie again tomorrow. How many know he's the same yesterday, today, and forever? The devil don't change. Amen. But we got to believe God. That God is. Whatever you need, God is. God can do it for you. Not only that, but the Bible says in Acts 1 and 8, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Some of us need a refilling of the Holy Ghost. Some of us got to go down for another dip with the Holy Ghost. We really need that power. See, when you got the power of the Holy Ghost, you won't curse everybody out. And say, pardon my French. That's not French. You curse. That's right. God don't know that there's no French. You curse. And I've never seen so many Christians that start to curse now. And they don't think nothing of it. You need to go down for another dip. You need to go down again until you come up sanctified. Holy Ghost filled and fire baptized. Go down again. Amen. And you don't take a shower once a week. Anybody took a shower last Sunday? And that was it. Move away. Yes, yes, yes. You go down to another one. And it's the same thing with the Lord. You got to go down again. Not once every 5 minutes. You got to go down every day. Every day you should go down. Lord, I'm in your presence. Every day, God, I need you to wash me. I need you to cleanse me. How many know you can think wrong? Oh, I'm the clergy. The clergy thinks wrong. Amen, amen, amen. I saw a sister walking by one day. I'm not going to tell you what she had on, but look at my jacket. And she's walking by going to give the offering. And all the elders, the bishops, the mother, everybody's looking. Everybody's looking. The Bible says, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. It didn't say lift your dress up to draw all men unto you. You got to live right. You got to live clean. And so sanctification is still right. It's still right in this amen. Amen, amen, amen. I was in the church and the sister just, she got that little thing on it. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And all the brothers sitting behind her, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. But they're not thanking him for his goodness. You got to go back to the store and get the other half. Amen. You got to do right. See, with all that getting, you got to get understanding. We got to live right. Amen. With women, we got to live right. Men, we got to live right. Amen. Because God's going to judge us one day. We want to understand before God. Amen. Give an account for what we do in this life and with our bodies. See, and I've learned a long time ago, this is what God let me know, and I'm going to move on. We got one more point. The Bible says, if whosoever even looketh on a woman to lust after her already committed adultery in his heart. Already. So you see somebody, oh my goodness, oh my God. Oh, let me get over here. You already committed adultery. But God says, those that walk around like that, dressing around like that, you want to answer to God yourself. You don't get by. Because look what you're causing. You're causing people to lust after you. You're causing people to commit adultery. And you're going to be accountable for that. So we have to be careful. And I tell people, if Jesus, young ladies, was your date and you went out with him, would you wear that micro mini dress with Jesus? You wouldn't. How would you dress? You look at the Muslims, and you go, I went to one of their mosques, because they had a funeral. My father died, he was a Muslim. And when I went in there, all the ladies looked proper. They all had long dresses on. Nobody had no mini skirts on in the Muslim temple. And then I went to one of our churches, a sanctified church, I'm not calling the name, and they were out shouting, and sister fell on the floor and started kicking. They go ahead and take off his jacket immediately, because by the time the sheet comes down, it's too late. It was too late. Oh, I have mercy. I tell you, you come to church, amen. You don't have to go out there, you come right here, you can. And the brother tried to take off his jacket, and by the time he took off his jacket, it was too late. Too late, in that split second, too late. Thank God he finally got the jacket over her. And she's kicking with a high heel, 6-inch high heel, into his jacket. Trying to make holes in the jacket. Boy, oh boy, it's a mess. Amen.
Yep. Amen. Spirit daddy.
You have to be careful. God is. Our strength, we need strength. Brothers, we need strength at times. We need strength. Don't act like you all that. You got to be honest with God. I can walk in 100 ministry and I can see some things too. I'm not blind. God didn't say to me, oh, blind, and you don't see. You might think I can't help the first look, but the second and the third and the fourth look, you can help. God is able to keep you. Right? God is. Isn't that what we're talking about? So I saw something go by and I said, Lord Jesus. And it was about then, I was trying my head. But God helped, because I needed help. See, but we got to be honest. Nobody, I don't see no wings here. I don't see nobody flapping no wings nowhere. We all human, and we need God's grace. And you got to be honest with God. God, help me. Help my eyes, God. Sanctify my mind, God. God, you can do it. And see, when you be honest with God, God, yeah. But don't come here acting like this. Nothing bothers you. I don't care who walks by. I don't care what she got on, what she don't have, what she can walk naked, it won't even bother me. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Nothing bothers you. Well, if nothing bothers you, either one or two things, either you dead or you get it. Now you don't look like you dead, so dead or you gay? One. We almost finished, let me watch the clock. We almost finished. So God is promising us that He is with us. God promised that the task, listen, before us is never greater than the power behind us. Did you hear what I said? The task before us, what we got to face in this coming year, is never greater than the power behind us. God is able to keep us through April and May and June. And even, I'm going to say something frightening, even if Trump gets reelected, God is. I said, God is. He can keep you that you don't lose your mind. He'll keep you that you don't blow out your mind because He won. Amen. He stole the election. God is. And He can keep you. So the task before us is never greater than the power behind us. Romans 8:31 says, if God before us, who can be against us? Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad God is with us today. And God's going to see us through. Isaiah 40:31 says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So you got to wait on the Lord. You got to wait. Don't get panicky. Don't go to the psychiatrist's office. Wait on the Lord. God's let some things happen in our life to shake our boat to get our attention. God says, when was the last time you just got down before me and let me know how much you love me? Oh God, I want a new car. I need this. I need that. I need that. And God's not a big Santa Claus. Every time we God, I need it, God just jumps and gives it to you. One girl told me, she said, I pray that the Lord comes to me every night. He just comes to my room. And He speaks to me every night. I said, wow. He speaks to you more than He does Moses. Wow. He just comes with you and Him. Now God speaks through His word, but she said, no, He comes into my room every night. Sister, I kind of moved away from her because she sounds spooky. She moved away from people that see Jesus every night. Never have a quiet woman. She's never lonely. But the Bible says we have to wait on God. How many know this time you reach out and God is not on the left? It seems like He's not there. It seems like He's not on the right. He's not in front of you. He's not behind you. Sometimes you got to say, God, where are you? God, what's going on? Come on, I got some real people in here. Sometimes God don't just answer all your prayers. You fast and you praying. You turn down your plate. You lost 15 pounds. God still didn't answer. Your stomach just growling. He still didn't answer. Amen. God, I got a headache. He still didn't answer. God, what should I do now? He still didn't answer. God didn't go nowhere, but God says, I'm increasing your patience. I'm increasing your patience. When you can't trace me, I'm still there. We walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. I want you to learn to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. There's going to be times when you out there, you won't feel me out there. You won't see me out there. But you got to believe I'm still with you out there. Amen, amen, amen. And our last point, God is our refuge. God is our strength. And finally, God is our present help. How many know God is your present help? Oh, I thank God. He's here to assist us. He's here to help us. Isaiah 35:4 says, behold, your God will come. He will come and save you. Oh, I'm so glad, Sister Lucy, we got a God that will come. You can call him Mayor Adams. He's not going to run here to help you. Governor Hoko, she ain't paying you no mind. She's up there in Albany somewhere. But when you call on the Lord, the Bible says He's a very present help, elder, born in trouble. Aren't you glad God, present help, in trouble? When you mess up, when you do wrong, when you fail, God, tomorrow, don't just say, I told you, like your grandmother did. I told you, boy, I told you, child. Now you make your bed, go up, now sleep in it. God, don't do that. God, come on, get you out of this mess. Amen. And God will hold your hand. And what I like, Bishop, God don't put you on channel 7, Eyewitness News, and tell your business what you did. He don't tell the whole church what you did. Expose you. Amen. You uncover it, Jesus will cover it. All you gotta do is uncover your sin. Be honest with God, and the blood will cover it. Amen. Just be real with God. Amen. So he's a present help in trouble. Not only that, but God is faithful and dependable in trouble. How many can say God has been faithful to you in your trouble? Amen. Amen. And what I like about it, God is not on vacation. You don't call God, you know, and the angels say, I'm so sorry, he's not here. He's off for 2 weeks, come back. No. Can you imagine if God turned his back for 2 weeks? You wouldn't be here. Amen. You don't call it. I heard once they called heaven up, and if you call heaven up, it won't say, well, he's not here, but at the sound of the beep, press 1 if you want to leave a message, press 2 if you want English, press 3 if you speak French. But no. You can just call him up. Call him up. In trouble. Because God is dependable. Psalm 121 and 2 says, my help. I need help, Lord. My help. Come from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. God is trustworthy. He's trustworthy. He says before in Isaiah 65 and 24, and it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they yet speaking, I will hear. God said, even before you open your mouth, I already heard you. And while you're speaking, I've already answered you. While you're trying to figure it out, I already worked it out. Calm down already. God, that's what God is telling some of us today. I'm God. Calm down. Why are you staying up all night? Some of us didn't even get a good night's sleep last night. That's why you look tired now. I'm not picking nobody out. But some of us look tired because it's up all night. God, how is this going to work out? Scratching our hair, pulling out our hair, and all like that. And the Bible says, I am the God of Israel, the God that never slumbers nor sleeps. So if God is up all night, why are you up with him? Why are you both up all night? God don't need no help. God don't need you to try to figure it out for him. Amen. I say, God is not like Biden. You don't have to go to Camp David with Kamala Harris and the Secretary of State trying to figure out what's next. What's plan B for him? God don't have no plan B. God says everything is under control. Remember those 5 words. We're going to close in a few minutes. God has everything under control. That's it. Whatever you're going through today, God has everything under control. In spite of how it feels, God has everything under control. You don't like it, but God has everything under control. You wouldn't take that if you had to, if you had a choice, but God has everything under control. Now, amen. For men's day, we just got to say, Lord, I want your will. I want you to use me. God, I'm giving myself to you because I know, God, you can do anything but fail. So God is very dependable. Not only that, but God is our omnipresence, which means God is everywhere. He's one hand ready to assist us. He's one hand. Whatever you face tomorrow didn't catch God by surprise. God is not off base. God knows everything. Proverbs 15:3 says, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Look at that. Can any man hide himself in secret that I shall not see him, said the Lord? Do not I fill the heavens and the earth, said the Lord? In Jeremiah 23 and 24. So God is omnipresence. God sees everything you're going through. Some of us got a doctor's appointment coming up. Somebody might even go on to get ready for surgery. God says, I know all about it. And I'm with you. I'm here right now in the church. I'll be there with you in Mount Sinai Hospital. I'm with you. Don't get excited. The pastor can't be with you, but I'm with you. Amen. I'm the one that's going to guide the doctor's hand. So all you do is just lay there. And when they say, are you ready? I'm ready, doctor. I'm ready. Amen. I'm in God's hand. I'm ready. Don't be scared. Oh, my goodness. Mask on. And all these strange doctors are looking at me. I'm ready. I'm ready. Lord, I'm in your hands. Amen. How many know that's the way you, I was just alluding, had to go to the doctor recently. I'm in your hands, Lord. It's not all what's going to happen. I'm going to die. I'm in your hands. Just trust God. Amen. Because he's a present help in the time of trouble. Not only that, but God is always with us, but aren't you glad God is with you? God says here in Isaiah 41:10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help you. Because I'm with you, I'm with you, I'm with you, I'm with you, I'm with you. Let me give this last testimony and then I'm finished. I remember coming out of a church up in the Bronx. And when I came out again, God seemed to always give me a testimony in the streets. Because that's where you learn God the most. It's not always in a classroom or in a university. Sometimes God puts you right out there in the streets and can show you he's real. Amen. And I didn't know the Pastor Vaughn coming out praising God. And see, that's where the devil hits you after you start praising God. You don't like that.
Amen.
And I'm just praising God, Lord. I thank you. I thank you. You're good. And I get in my car and it's cold at night. I get in my car and I remember when I got in my car, I opened up the door and the light didn't come on. But that's no big thing. Maybe the battery or maybe the light burned out. The key and ignition. And I turned up there. And I remember hearing this. It's nothing. Jesus. You know, he's supposed to hear in the car, supposed to start up. It's cold, it's winter, it's cold out in January. I didn't hear anything. Then I kind of looked underneath my dashboard. I noticed the hood seemed to be slightly up. That's not a good sign. Thank you, Jesus. So I get out and I open up the hood. And when I open up the hood, the battery is gone. The thief cometh to what? Steal. Kill. I don't know about Troy, but he came to steal my battery. Took the battery. And I had no battery there. And not only that, but listen. Not only did they take the battery, but the thief cut the cable. Cut the positive and the negative cables. And the terminals, the little silver thing that goes on the battery, is gone. The cables is cut. The battery is gone. But I looked unto the hill. Which cometh my help.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, as I close, you're not backing God in no corner. God knew about that from the foundation of the world.
Amen.
And God says, is there anything? Is there anything too hard for me? God, I don't have a parent. Is there anything too hard for me? I was kind of scared, Elder Warren, but I had to step out in faith. I felt like Peter. Come, Peter, on the water. Oh, my goodness. I looked, no battery. I said, oh, Lord, what can I do? Sunday night? Pep Boys is closed. Strauss is closed. Everything is closed. Is there anything too hard for me? I want you to know as we close, trust God, for God is able, man, and willing to do anything. There's nothing too hard for God. I am God. The Lord of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Baby step, but I said, Jesus, help me. Again, I had to take express. So you want to learn that, take express, not the old Express. Jesus. And I was cold. And I remember saying, Jesus, help me. And less than 5 minutes on a one-way street, a car pulls up behind me. I didn't turn into an icicle. I didn't get frozen. And a man came out of that car that I've never seen before. He says, are you having a problem? And I said, yes, sir. He said, what's the problem? I said, you know, I don't have a battery. So I stole my battery. He says, let me see. And he opened up the hood, and the battery was gone. And he says, wait a minute. Let me see what I can do. He turns around, Pastor Boonton, goes to his car. I'll never forget this. Goes to his car and brings out a brand new battery. Put it in. And I said, God, I God is good. But I was like Peter walking for a while, but then I'm going down. But thinking, but I'm telling God, but we don't tell ask God, but tell God, but I said, you know what? I had no cane. And I told the man, I said, sir, I got the bad thing now, but no cane. He says to me, let me see. Let me see what I can do. I'm telling you, Lord, I thank you. I'm telling you the truth. He walked back to the car, opened up the trunk, came out with new cable. Hey, listen. He didn't come. Listen to this. You gotta hear this. He didn't come with two orange cables, two positive, or two black, two negative. But he had one positive and one negative. And each one, Pastor Boozer, had the terminal. Terminal on the cable. It was, and it wasn't greasy. It wasn't dirty. It was a brand new silver terminal looking like aluminum foil. Shining. Both sides. Now check this out. If that's not enough. When they cut my positive, they cut it like 3 inches. And they cut the negative 6 inches. When I got the new one, the negative was 6 inches, and the positive was 3 inches. The white side. And the Lord let me know Jesus was a carpenter. He was a carpenter. Amen. He knew how to measure 6 inches and 3 inches. Amen. And listen, he not only that, but he said, wait a minute, he went back to his car and had electrical tape. Because you can't do nothing without tape. So he had no electrical tape, but he had the electrical tape, and he started to roll the electric tape up against the cable, and everything was good on both cables. And he says, well now, sir, get in your car, and let's see what happens. I got in my car, where's the seat at? I got in my car and sat, and when I turned the ignition, it said, boom!
The preceding broadcast was provided as a service by Crystal Key Ministries. The full message is available on compact disc for a small donation of at least $10. Please contact us using email at ordering@crystalkeyministries.com, visit our website at crystalkeyministries.com, or via telephone at 914-297-8501. Crystal Key Ministries is also on Facebook and Twitter as well. Thank you for your support, and God bless.